We've been working with Adani. At this point in time, we've had term sheets, which aren't legally binding, and they're certainly not, you know, there's been no formal agreement. But we now need to be provided with the agreement documents. We can give consideration to those.
How are the negotiations going? Are Adani largely coming to the table with what you would expect of them?
I can't answer it because we haven't actually got the agreements in front of us yet.
Right, you don't have a strong idea what's going to be in the agreements? Not really.
What we are prioritising to be inside the agreements is obviously around mainly our road infrastructure, the road infrastructure. So that's the main.
Oh, I see. But so you don't have, I know you haven't seen the agreements, but even withstanding that, you don't have a strong idea of what they're going to be putting on the table in that agreement yet. You need to see that agreement, essentially.
Yeah, well, we definitely need to see the agreement so we can give it, you know, full consideration.
Okay, so the process perhaps isn't as progressed as I perhaps thought it was then. When do you hope to receive that agreement from Adani so that you can start analysing it?
As soon as possible. We're wanting to look at this at our February meeting, but we need the agreements to be able to consider them.
Yeah, because my next question was, council has scheduled a meeting for the 23rd of February when you are all, as a council, I assume, going to look at this document. Are they bound to, or have they informed you that you would have the agreement before then so that you can look at it, or are you just got your fingers crossed that you'll have it by then?
I haven't been given, up until now, and us having this conversation, I'm unaware that we've received, we have not received the agreements as at now, but what we're saying is that we're happy to look at the documents within our February meeting. It's a statutory meeting, but we need them.
Do you think you should have them by now?
My understanding and the advice that I've been given is that, yes, we should have them, and as each day goes by, that's one less day that we've got to go through it. It's, you know, they'll be big documents, I would imagine.
Because I imagine it's a matter of some anxiety for the council to make sure they get this right. You don't want to be forced into rushing a decision because the documents arrive too late.
No, and we won't rush. We won't be rushing a decision. If our council has learned anything, it's that any projects, big projects, that aren't addressed holistically at the beginning of the project, it's very hard to go back once the impact has occurred. We've seen it for many, many years in the Isaac region, the impact that comes to our core infrastructure through water and sewage, through resource recovery and our roads. So it's a critical point in the process, and we need to ensure that both parties work together to deliver the best responsible outcome for everybody.
Isaac Regional Mayor Anne Baker. Adani has said it's working with landholders to put in place the compensation agreements required. The ABC has contacted the company to ask when it expects to put a proposal on the table for Isaac Regional Council. Meanwhile, Queensland's Minister for Mining and Natural Resources, Anthony Lynham, says he's waiting for the compensation agreements to be finalised so that he and his department can begin assessing Adani's mining lease application.
There are two compensation agreements before the mining lease can be statutory approved. One is a compensation agreement with one landholder, the other is a compensation agreement with the local council. After those agreements are signed, then I will consider awarding the mining lease or not. Apart from the mining lease, there's an Indigenous land use agreement also, which has to be negotiated, but that can be done after the mining lease.
Do you get involved in that process, or do you just wait for those agreements to be finalised?
The processes are with the independent Coordinator General, so the independence of the Coordinator General has to be appreciated and respected.